Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the second hour of the John Moore Show. This is Tim Spencer sitting in for John this week. We're going to go straight to our guest, Dr. Phil Myers, who I believe is John's personal physician. Good morning, Dr. Myers.
Morning, Tim. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good, sir.
That's fantastic. So what's going on?
Well, right now I'm sitting at my son's house in Rome, Georgia. He's got the week off, and we're just enjoying some time together. Tomorrow, after my show tomorrow, we head down to Florida to my sister-in-law's house, and my wife and her sister have to take care of some things with their mother, make some arrangements and do some stuff like that. So we'll be there for a couple of weeks. And wife is good.
Well, very good. So what would you like to talk about today in terms of health and wellness? Let's kind of change the scope of today since John's not on. I'd like to kind of know what you're interested in talking about within health and wellness, change in economy, anything that you want to talk about with relationship to that.
Well, there is one thing I'm curious on, Doc, and I don't know quite how to put it in words, but you actually said it for, this economy changing, the stress that's caused by people wondering if they're going to have a job tomorrow or if the dollar is going to crash. And I admit a lot of this, I'm sure, is self-induced stress for no reason, but that's got to have an effect on people's health.
Oh, it does. It absolutely does. So, like, in what context are you kind of mentioning? Like, let's get a little focus here on question.
All right, well, in other words, let's say for an example, Mr. Smith barely makes it, makes ends meet. He works 2 jobs. He's doing everything he can to provide for his family. He turns on CNBC or MSNBC or whatever and sees, oh, the value of the dollar is dropping. And he starts getting scared. Now, I'm not saying like shaking, scared, and crying and all that. I'm just saying it's in the back of his mind constantly. What happens if? And that's what I was thinking about. That kind of stress has to get to people over time.
It can. And here's the thing. So there, you're going to be in situations where you don't feel that there's any options. That's like,
right.
Okay, I'm lost everything. I'm possibly considering bankruptcy. I have to pay this bill. I have to pay that bill. I'm
right.
Now also looking for a job. I'm also looking to see, okay, then you have all the stress of, like, am I qualified? Am I going to get the job that's going to be able to pay the money to pay the bills that I have? What do I liquidate?
Right.
What do I sell? How do I tell my family? Am I supported? Well, first things first, I want every single person to know that if you're going through this right now, you are not alone.
No.
Okay,
that
is one of the biggest things that could lead to the mental stress getting you at your most vulnerable, is believing that you're all alone, that no one understands, that everything is collapsing around you and you have no way out. And the knowing at first that you aren't alone helps to then have, then to find people that can support you, not financially, but support you in what we call holding the space when you can't.
Right.
And what I mean by this space, it's the space between our ears. It's the ability to look at everything that's going on in you, and you hear the story, you hear the everything's going to collapse, I'm never going to get out of it, this is going to take forever. You go through every scenario, every situation that it's like you have like infinite possibilities running through your head. And when the stress is high and all is on the line, it seems like that conversation is all doom and gloom.
Right.
Worry, fear, and anxiety. And to have people, and so at that moment, you're unable to hold the space of strength. I got this. I'm able to do this. And I'm going to be successful in navigating my way through this situation, whether that be a couple weeks, a month, or maybe in a full year, looking into life. And to have people in your corner that can hold that space for you when you're saying expletive, 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 I can't take
right.
this anymore, I'm done, I'm going to go to bed, I'm going to just cry in my pillow, is one of the first things that is extremely helpful. Now, if you have people in your life that feed the monster, feed the I can't, feed the negative side of it, honestly, walk away from those people. They will not. They do not serve you. They do not. They are not here to help you. They might be your best friend, but when it comes to this type of stress, those are not the people that support you. They just feed
right.
into the delusion of the problem that you're making up in your head, even though it
that.
Might be real that you're losing your house, that you have all this debt.
Well, yeah, you know, I'm personally lucky, Dr. Phil. I'm very lucky. I have a very supportive wife, a very supportive family. The things we have been through together I mean, including major disasters, have made us so strong that I don't think that for us there's anything we can't handle. You know, but that's us. But, you know, I've also noticed another thing I'd like to bend your ear on, and that's when we talk to people about preparedness. You know, there are people that just the very mention of, well, a comment like, well, what happens when Walmart's not open anymore? They actually get mad. I mean, sometimes push you away physically, mad. Mm-hmm. You know, how dare I, you know, you even ask me to contemplate that. And I find it sometimes amusing, but more time than not, concerning that people have this attitude that it can never happen, and yet, you know, my wife and I will tell them, look, it's happened to us. You know, we've seen it happen. We've seen where Walmart didn't have one concrete block sitting on top of another. You know, and people actually get mad when you mention it could happen. You know, you might not be able to get groceries tomorrow, you know, if A, B, or C happens, and they genuinely get mad. What causes that reaction? You know?
The only thing that I can relate to for the general population here I see might help get this across is I was working with a client and she had these major health issues. She had a lot of stuff going on, and the simplest thing for her to be able to do was to make a simple change in diet. And
right.
The reason why is because, just like the Walmart thing, if the world continues the way it is going, it's a high probability that the Walmart down the street is going to shut down and you're not going to be able to get your food. And
right.
They get mad about that. It's the same mad that the client got with me when I said it might be a smart idea if you stopped all the wheat products and the bread products. Well, what I found out after I said that and her reaction was so volatile. I mean, she got really mad. It's like, how dare you say that this bread is causing my problems? How dare you say that Walmart is going to be no longer?
Right.
What it was for this particular person was that bread was her only thing that she had left in her life at that time that she saw gave her a feeling of well-being. A piece of bread. It was huge. But it's the same physiological reaction. Whether it's bread, Walmart, your house mortgage, your student loans, your car payments, your spouse with a disease, you with a disease, all these things, it shifts. And a lot of times when it's in front of your face, you don't have any choice but to make that shift or perish. But
right.
When it's a hypothetical or I have to think about doing that, when there's really no sign of quote-unquote actual reason why I'd have to, like it didn't make any sense to her. How is bread going to make me better? Well, for example, all that bread was creating this amazing storm of inflammation that was causing her autoimmune disease to get flared up every single day. So it didn't
right.
matter what happened. She was always going to have stiff joints, foggy brain, a digestive tract that was irritable, tired all the time, and in pain, and then the ankle that won't heal, the knee that won't heal, and she's hobbling into the office. And it's like, why don't we stop the inflammatory cascade in some way, shape, or form?
Quick question. I don't really mean to interrupt, but I've got a
personal
question here. because I've found out I have this autoimmune disease, which makes me so I can't fight infection. It eats up my pancreas. You know, I know there's probably blood tests and all that have to be done. But if I'm understanding what you're saying is, if I cut out bread, which I have no problem with doing, that might make me a little bit better?
Yes. Why? What is an autoimmune disease? Okay, let me rephrase. It's not about what is an autoimmune disease, but where does autoimmune disease come from with inside our body physiology? Do you know?
Okay. No, I don't. I truly don't. In fact, my
autoimmune disease.
Didn't seem to know.
Yeah, an autoimmune disease comes from, in the textbooks, they call it the adaptive immune system. I like to call it the reactive immune system because it reacts to everything. And just like a strung-out guard with an Uzi sit at the gate, and every time they hear a freaking twig crick, they're shooting the gun into the thin air.
Right.
That's autoimmune disease.
Okay.
All autoimmune disease, all the reactive immune system knows how to do is spew out inflammation or the chemicals that create swelling, pain, tenderness, irritability, and blood issues, organ failures, all these different types of things. It's that reactive immune system. So what can you do to help soothe that strung out body, that strung out guard at the gate? Is give them a little sleep, give them some water, give them some rest.
Right.
Give him a break. Say, okay, give him some leave so he can do his job better. So he no longer goes from reactive but to his innate ability. Because he's an amazing guard. He can shoot a bullseye 200 yards away without blinking an eye. He's awesome. But when he's strung out, he's firing that Uzi at everything. When your immune system is strung out with inflammation, swelling, redness, tenderness, and pain, or lifestyles that exacerbate it, like the twig getting cricked, your reactive immune system only does that. It reacts. And it never gets a chance to go back to its innate ability, which is where it's awesome. So wheat, soy, corn, dairy, and a lot of your meat products, fish, air, sea, and land animals, can exacerbate your strung-out, autoimmune, reactive immune system, and then it just spews inflammation all over the place again.
Wow.
So by eliminating those stimulants, you give your immune system a breathing chance to start flipping over to its innate ability, where it's reverse aging. It helps heal tissues. It helps bring calmness to your mind. Especially, and if we combine
incredible.
This conversation to an autoimmune person who's going into financial crisis. So not only do they have the foods that are creating creating an exacerbation, but then they have the mindless thoughts running through their brain of worst-case scenarios all the time.
Right.
And that thought creates the same biochemistry as going to eat the exacerbating foods. It's identical.
Wow. That is, you know, you have taught me something I had no idea of, Doc, and I appreciate it.
You're welcome. What did you learn?
No idea. Well, what did I learn? I learned that diet has a great effect on the immune system, and the way you explained it about the strung-out guard by somebody that's had rest, relaxation, and you know, time to decompress, it makes perfect sense to me.
Cool. So when practitioners like me
hit home.
Yeah, when a practitioner like me talk about lifestyle changes, or if you want to change your life, you have to change your life, that's what we're talking about. A lot of people, for example, this financial crisis process that we're talking about, if you keep living the lifestyle that got you into this position, then you're only going to just fall deeper into the hole, even though you're making other changes. Like, say, you're still looking for the job, but you're still going to the store and spending $15 on food when you technically should be only spending $5.
Right. I understand exactly what you're saying. Well, I'll tell you. Well, we're coming up against break. I got another question for you, too. You opened the door on this, Doc, so I've got bunches of questions for you.
Oh, cool. I look forward to it.
Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354. Or visit MIG911.com.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim.
That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tim Spencer sitting in for John Moore on the 13th day of July, a Friday, the year of our Lord, 2018. We're visiting with Dr. Phil Myers right now, and it's been a very enjoyable conversation so far and incredibly informative. Doc, I got one question for you, and I don't know if we should hold it till the next segment or not. But I'll tell you what it is, and it might not even be your area of expertise. But, you know, I observe people. I used to do it for a living. Now it's just a hobby. I've noticed that people as a whole have an incredible fear of death. And sometimes I have a hard time wrapping my head around it because it's going to happen to everybody eventually. And I'm kind, you know, nobody wants to die. But it seems like there's just such a great fear of it. What's your opinion, sir?
Well, that's a really good question, and there's many angles to look at it. From my perspective and from what I work with in my practice, people want to live a prosperous life. They want to live a life that is successful. They want to live a life of abundance, prosperity, love, connection, and, I mean, you name it. Basically anything on that side of the coin. What All people don't want to live with is debt, crappy relationships, feeling alone, a disease that they now have that they can't figure a way out of, or how did I get here, or anything like that. So that's the other side of the coin. So we know what people want, and we know what we don't want. Okay?
Right.
So when it comes to from my perspective, it's wanting to live a long time on the positive side of the coin versus
right.
having to ever deal with the other side of the coin. And so when it comes to fear in general, fear of the unknown, fear of death, fear of loss, fear of connection, fear of vulnerability, feeling of fear of openness, those all relate equally. Because fear
right.
is fear is fear is fear. No matter what you're getting triggered by that brings out the fear inside of you, that's what that's the thing that no one wants to do. They don't want to experience that fear as
right.
of the negative side of the coin. And if fear is short-lived, it's for it's if it's the fear's there, it's very short lived, and they love to see it more from an adrenaline spike than anything else.
Right.
But like a roller coaster type of thing. But never exactly. Anything okay. That has a lot of substance to it, like death or a disease or a financial crisis or anything like that. And what I do, what my expertise is in helping others work through being able to clear the fear response, that same reaction, that immune reaction, is the same
right.
Thing. It reacts and responds and reacts in a quote-unquote inflammatory way. Whereas if you can see a situation, yeah, it pulls in a feeling which you had used to equate with fear, but if you learn to feel the feeling and let go of the story. Now let's just go like in terms of what some people think of like the fear of death is like, well, where am I going to go? Is there anything after? Is there an afterlife? Is there a God? Is that going to help me? All that type of stuff.
Right.
You could put that into the mind category of this is a fear story. We as human beings absolutely have no clue. What is
right.
Really
I guess,
well,
that is
out
my
there?
My next great adventure, Doc.
What's that?
Death. I look at it as my next great adventure. I don't know what's going to happen, but I know that I'll find out eventually. Not looking forward to it. But anyway,
yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the energy cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get energy cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the energy cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number, and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the John Moore Show. This is Tim Spencer sitting in for John. Hope you'll join us tomorrow on our show, the Rural Survival Show, which airs from 10 a.m. till noon Central, 11 to 1 Eastern. Hope you'll tune in. Give us a call. Talk to us. It'll be open lines tomorrow with myself, my wife, Lori, and Rick Schmidt. So it should be a really good show. Okay, Doc, I took up the first half hour with my questions. Buddy, I'm going to cut you loose. Go wherever you want, whatever you think will help people the most.
Well, I really do like where we were talking about, especially when it comes to this to fear. It's like the lady with the bread. Her fear overtook in fear and anger and judgment about the situation. They're all combined. And so I teach three things. I teach physical mastery of your body, so anything dealing with strength, flexibility, range of motion, balance, and stability. So So I work on the physical body like that. So whether you're exercising on a machine, whether getting a chiropractic adjustment, an acupuncture series done, some organ work, breathing techniques, whatever it is to help the physical body become stronger, less strung out, able to handle the stresses of just action.
Right.
Is the first thing. The other thing that I work on is helping people with biochemical mastery. That is everything dealing with basically your food. And then what your food does to your biochemistry. So if you eat arsenic, that arsenic is a poison. It's going to do something to your physical body, and your biochemistry is going to suffer from it. Versus if you have liposomal glutathione, which when you take that, feeds your liver to help you detoxify heavy metals.
Okay.
If you're eating things that are really high in hydrogenated oils and saturated in trans fatty acids that are in the ingredients of your food labeled as just oil.
Right.
Then that chemistry, when you eat that, takes 128 days to leave your body, does no nutrition for you, makes you use your resources to metabolize or process it through the body instead of building your other tissues for health. And so it drains out your organs, like your thyroid, your adrenal glands, your sex hormones. And so when you eat certain things and you bring certain things into your life through what you put into your mouth, that's going to affect your biochemistry in more ways than one. Versus if you have a different type of eating lifestyle that feeds your body antioxidants, free radical neutralizers, gut inflammatory healing, liver detoxification properties, soothing vasodilation to help blood circulation and cardiovascular health. All of those things are going to affect the biochemistry. So we work on biochemistry mastery through lifestyle and food. And then the third thing that we work on, and we talk a lot about it on our show, is our mental-emotional mastery. Being able to recognize that you have a story running in your brain about something. This person loves me. They looked at me and they smiled. Ooh, did they like me? Or, man, that person frowned at me. Did I do something wrong? Or are they just having a bad day? So all those conversations that go on in your head, oh, my God, I just found out that I'm going to lose my house. The world's coming to an end. I'm living in my fear, worry, and anxiety, and then you just want to go and run into the street and lay in front of a car. So those stories, and I just group them all into stories that we play in our mind. And the three biggest categories are fear, worry, and anxiety. And when you start, and then what happens when you have that story playing through your mind, you do and you will have a biochemistry that runs through the system, and you will have a contraction or a relaxation of muscles that either help you move in a particular direction or you get paralyzed in a certain positionality.
Mm-hmm.
And positionality is a coined word by David Hawkins, the writer of the book Power Versus Force, and Transcending the Laws of the Consciousness and Letting Go and Healing the Body Within. And the word positionality means to have an opinion about a situation to that which you move with.
Okay,
pretty cool
that.
Word. Pretty yeah. cool word. So when I work with clients, when we talk on the show, when I'm posting anything on social media or working with my own life, I'm always looking at those three categories: my physical health, my biochemical health, and my mental, emotional, quote unquote, spiritual health. And
excellent.
9 times out of 10, it all starts from the mental, emotional. You have to wake up in the morning and say, I am going to do this. I am going to work on this. I'm going to jump into that cold shower and do the hot-cold alternation. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to wake up and go drive my car to work and pay my bills. I am going to work on figuring my way through this crisis that's happening right now, either from being at your own doing or just life situations of financial collapse around the economy. I mean, but it all comes back to, no matter what's going on in the outside world, it all comes back to, how are you responding? How am I responding? Am I responding like the strung out guard? And no matter what, I spew out the words, or I spew out the inflammatory cascade and autoimmune disease, or I react and respond physically by punching a wall, running away, collapsing into my head into the sand, or moving forward in strength and power and knowing that I'm flexible, not just physically, but flexible in mind. And by feeding myself at those three levels, it gives you a lot more power and adaptability to move and process through all these, quote-unquote, sometimes what we would consider trials and tribulations.
Right. Well, my personal take on trials and tribulations is it makes a person stronger. You know, that's my view.
It absolutely can make you stronger, and it will make you stronger. Now, here's the thing. Do you get stronger building up a bigger protection grid, a bigger wall, more of the physical, material, and compensation issues in our mind, but in the background, the issue is still playing out? Like, for example, here, let me give a really good example of this. You have the person just did the 5K marathon, and then the next week they die of a heart attack. And you're just like, how the heck did that person die? How did that happen? Well, what happened was this person already had a cardiovascular problem underneath in their mind, physical body, and biochemistry. That's just how it is. And then they recognize, wow, I'm really out of shape. So they start exercising, but they've never changed anything in their mind, really. And they've never changed anything in their biochemistry. But now they're kicking their body up a lot, and they're exercising. They're building the crude the muscle, bone, ligament, and tendons up, which then they were taught, like, oh, I do this, I'm increasing heart health by making my heart beat faster, and that beating up faster is like doing more bicep curls, so obviously my heart's going to get stronger. Obviously not, because what happened was all they did was stress out more a heart and a cardiovascular and a vascular system that was already stressed out, and they didn't do anything mindfully and nutritionally to clear out the process. Or looking at another way, the person is really, they've gotten their physical body really, really strong and powerful. They've worked on nutrition and all their lifestyle aspects of what they put into their mouth.
really, really good. And they've also been practicing mindfulness techniques, learning how to let go of the fear, the worry, the anxiety, the story that's in their head. And so then all of a sudden, whoa, life situation showed up that's totally like the stress is high and the chips are down and, oh my God, I got 100 grand riding on everything and I'm in trouble.
Right.
Well, because you've already worked on your nutrition, you don't go into your addictive behavior and go grab the bonbons or the half pint of ice cream or the food that you know is unhealthy for you. You've trained yourself to not even require that anymore, and you still eat healthy even in the crisis. You've trained yourself physically through exercise and mindful action so that when that stress happens again, you still are strong in shape and flexible and have range of motion in your ability. So that then you've also done the mind work so that when the stress comes up, you have the tools to keep working through it. And that's why I urge practice. Start at some level, either physically, emotionally, or biochemically. Start easing your way into this. Become the fastest tortoise in town, like the tortoise and the hare.
Right.
Most people want to be the hare, and they just go balls to the wall right into something. They maybe last for maybe a week, maybe 2 months, and if they're really awesome, they do it for three. But then eventually they crash out.
Right.
Because some other stresses show up in their life. The mental stress that they haven't started training with that because they've been putting all their eggs in their physical basket. Or the biochemistry, because they've been putting all their eggs in one. Spread out your eggs. Spread everything out slowly and thinly. And then start working on the areas that you know you can do. Like, I don't care, financial collapse at all, you can do a push-up. You can go into your shower and do a hot cold alternation. If you don't have a shower, you're homeless. You can walk around the block.
Yeah.
You can sit there and work on quieting your mind. When you have some money to go get some food, you can go choose the right food. Like, did you know that if you just got one sweet potato and a pineapple, that costs you less than $3?
Oh, yeah.
And you can completely live a whole entire day on just that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So
you don't have to go spend the $15, $20 that you had been in the past. But you can then start making the smart, informed decisions, but only because you've done the mindful work and you have a clear head about what's going on. Because trust me, man, one moment, it will change the rest of your world for the better or for the worst. And it all depends upon how you perceive the situation. It's not like putting, like, happy language on it. No, you're losing your house, dude. No, you're going bankrupt. You're going through this divorce. No, you do have cancer. Okay, what are you going to do with that information, and how are you going to come out of it on top?
Exactly.
Those are the questions. And the answers go back to physical mastery, emotional mastery, and biochemical mastery.
Yeah, and everything you say makes perfect sense. You know, I am doing what humans do naturally. I'm comparing what you say to my own life. I think everybody does it. I'm not the Lone Ranger on this.
No.
you know, I see deficiencies, okay? The one thing I'm proud of is mental mastery. I think I've gotten pretty good there. But The nutrition part, I'm way off on. You know, that is probably the root of all my problems from what I've learned from you this morning. And I'm going to do something about it. But, you know, as far as dealing with stresses and, you know, let's say I am going to lose my house. Is it the end of the world? No. Does it make me mad? Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes you really mad. But,
absolutely.
Paid for. You know, things like that. Yeah, but, you know, there in my way of thinking, there is nothing insurmountable. And I'm one of these people, Doc, that won't quit fighting until I'm dead. And if I die trying, so be it. That's life. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. Don't have time for any more calls. We're going to let Dr. Phil wrap things up. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for putting up with me this week. I enjoyed it.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Phil, do you think we have time for one more caller real quick?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, Deborah in Kentucky, if you're still on the line, you're on the air.
Good morning, gentlemen. This has been absolutely wonderful this morning. My question for Dr. Phil is, could you please educate us a little bit about the importance of the aminos and what your particular brand is, and if you'd be so kind to give me a general price quote on that. I don't have internet.
So you like talking like liquid aminos, like amino acids?
You've made reference to that you have an aminos product, and I understand some.
Oh, no, that's not me, dear.
Really?
Yeah, no, I don't. Here's the thing. The process with amino acids is the thing that I talk about is a metabolic process called protein synthesis. It's how your body utilizes amino acids. And one of the reasons for all of you, especially the girls with the MTHFR gene mutation, what that does is it stops your protein synthesis from creating your happy hormones, thyroid. You get hypothyroidism from it. You get adrenal exhaustion from it. You get polycystic ovarian vary syndrome from it. You get infertility issues from it. You get your period issues from it. You get your cysts. You get your breast tissue lumps. All that stuff can come from the MTHFR gene being out of coherence with the body, stopping the protein synthesis from happening, as well as that autoimmune thing that we talked about. When the MTHFR gene is decoherent, it creates that reactive immune system to always be in play over and over again because the quote-unquote blueprint is being read wrong. So
I'm so grateful that you mentioned the MTHFR. I have a granddaughter that's 7 years old that has this issue.
Yeah, it's here's the thing. It's going to be hitting about one in every 8 to one in every 15 women in the next 5 years. It's already pretty high already. About every fourth or fifth female that walks into my door has a decoherent MTHFR gene showing up. That takes about a couple weeks to a month or two to clear out if done properly through adjustments and through dietary changes. You can get that back into coherence. Then the next phase is to actually then get your body's protein synthesis to generate a healthy hormone system and a healthy immune system.
So
that can take a while, a little longer.
In a child of 7 years old, if aminos were added into the diet, would that be a major contributing factor to recovery?
I have no idea, because remember, it's about protein synthesis. It's about
right.
How your body processes those proteins. So you can put the proteins in your life, but if there's nobody there to do anything with it, it's not going to do anything for you.
Thank you so much. This is wonderful.
You're welcome. Yeah, if you need any more calls, just give me a call at the office, 314-878-6868.
Deborah, thank you for your call. Dr. Phil, very, very enjoyable show today. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Ladies and gentlemen,
you too,
we'll
Tim.
Be back with John. John will be back next week. Look forward to some really good shows as usual. I'll be back Saturday morning, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. Central. Hope you tune into the show. Have a fun, safe, productive weekend, folks, and God bless America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.